We need people who are well-educated enough to know what the Constitution means, what it says, how its principles work.
Dr. Robert George of Princeton University talking about his presentation on the Constitution and civic virtue at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
We need people who are willing to fight for those principles, to call out politicians, whether they're liberal or conservative, whether they are Democratic or Republican, when they transgress against the Constitution. We need a people who are fit for liberty and fit for the rule of law under a Constitution like ours, a Republican polity like ours, established under the Constitution. So I'm really going to be talking about civic virtue and its relationship to constitutional structures and principles.
You can meet and hear Dr. Robert George at the 2021 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, July 23rd and Saturday, July 24th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
You know, I've told my daughters, granddaughters, from the time they were old enough to understand what I was saying, and I mean it, there's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better. Not a single thing.
That's President Joe Biden speaking last week on Equal Pay Day. Well, we've heard that statement for decades now. You've heard it many times from many different sources. Now from the President of the United States, is it true that there isn't anything that a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better? Not a single thing, says the president. And that's just one of the things the president had to say on Equal Pay Day. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to talk about President Biden's comments on Equal Pay Day. Suzanne Venker joins us. She's a married mother of two children in St. Louis, a columnist for the Washington Examiner, and author of several books, including Women Who Win at Love and The Alpha Female's Guide to Men and Marriage, and a recent column titled President Biden Stokes America's Gender War. Suzanne, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
President Biden recently said that in more than 90% of jobs, women earn 82 cents on the dollar when compared to men. Where did he get that statistic?
So he got that statistic, which is accurate in and of itself, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, but it is calculated by dividing the median earnings of full-time, year-round working women by the median earnings of full-time, year-round working men. So it doesn't offer the details, which is why it's so misleading. It is true that on average, women work less in the paid labor force. And so obviously they learn less, but they take time out for one thing. They spend years caring for their children. They also take jobs that require few hours per week. They don't take the dangerous and unpleasant jobs that men take to support their families. So all in all, when you look at the details, it makes absolutely perfect sense that women would earn less over the course of their lifetimes. Because people who work more hours or they work more difficult or risky jobs should earn more.
So in other words, the statement that the president made does not even attempt to explain why women earn less.
Exactly. And that is purposeful. I mean, let's face it, unless you're somebody who studies this stuff for a living and knows the details, you're simply not going to understand that there's a reason for that. And it's not only that is there a reason, but it's a perfectly logical reason. And so they conveniently leave that out. So one of the things that I had said in my article is, I don't know what's worse, the fact that he either doesn't know the facts or the fact that he knows them and specifically lies to the American people.
It appears the picture that the president and many others who have repeated this are trying to paint is a typical workplace. Two people work essentially the same job and the same hours, all the same kind of effort. One is a man, one is a woman, and somehow the man makes $100,000 and the woman makes $82,000.
I mean, it's crazy that is definitely the argument that they want people to think that women just aren't being paid the same because they're women, which on the face of it makes no sense, because if businesses could get away with paying women less for doing the same job, wouldn't they hire only women? Right? Unless you think that businesses are so hate women so much that they'd rather like lose revenue over being in the company of women. It's just not even logical.
Tell us about the Equal Pay Act of 1963. It's not a new law. What did it do?
It's very simple. The Equal Pay Act of 1963 abolished wage disparity based on sex, and it's even enforced by the EEOC, which is the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. So if a woman feels that she's been discriminated against at work, she has a perfectly good system already in place that she can fight that. So there's absolutely no reason to do anything more as far as equal pay goes, because we're never going to have equal pay between women and men, because men and women make different choices.
The president gave the impression that girls and women are lacking in equal opportunities. Is this true?
Not only is it not true, but it's comical at this point, because girls, I should say, and young women have more opportunities than they could possibly want, and they have all the focus and attention on them to the point where boys are actually now falling behind girls. If there's anyone who needs the attention right now in this country, it's actually our boys. So it's just a complete political ploy, pandering to his feminist base so that they get to push through the agenda that they have in place.
We're talking about President Biden's comments on Equal Pay Day. Suzanne Venker is our guest. She is author of several books, including Women Who Win at Love, The Alpha Female's Guide to Men in Marriage, and a recent column called President Biden Stokes America's Gender War. Dr. Robert George, Mark and Molly Hemingway, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Dr. Larry Rast, and Pastor Will Whedon. These are the speakers for the 2021 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. This year's conference is Friday, July 23rd and Saturday, July 24th at Concordia University, Chicago. The early bird registration fee of $135 expires this Thursday, April 1st. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. Making the Case, July 23rd and 24th in Chicago. On the other side with Suzanne Venker, we'll get her response to the president's statement, "There is not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better, not a single thing." Then Pastor Mark Wood will join us to talk about a new Gallup poll on declining church attendance in America, and we'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker on Elijah taken into heaven.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR21. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about President Biden's comments on Equal Pay Day. Suzanne Venker is our guest. Suzanne, the president said, "There is not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better, not a single thing." How do you respond?
It's not that I hadn't heard that before. I don't think people realize the fact that this is coming from the highest person in the land, it changes everything. It's one thing to hear this in the media. It's one thing to hear it in Hollywood. It's one thing to read about it in the news, but to have the president, even though he's just a placeholder and he's simply just repeating what he's told to say, and we don't even know if he means it or not, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he said it, and it is an extraordinarily profound and awful and divisive statement to make to the country, and it makes a difference who says it and how it's said and how that's received. But I don't see how anybody can read that any differently than by saying that women are superior to men. I don't understand what other kind of extrapolation you could possibly have. You basically just said women are better than men. That's a huge statement.
Is it even true? Because when I read this statement, I thought to myself, well, I can think of a few things that men can do that women absolutely can't do, like beget children. Women can certainly conceive children and bear them, but that alone shows the difference between men and women, a fundamental biological difference.
Yep. But of course, this is an administration that is going to do away with any differences between women and men. And to the degree that you're just not even allowed to even allude to the fact that women actually get pregnant and men don't. I mean, just that is their biggest stumbling block, because that's something that's never going to change, right? That no matter how much progress we make, we can't change that fact. And that's in their way. I mean, this was proven with the whole dust up with Tucker Carlson's comment about pregnant women in combat. And you have the military actually coming back and suggesting that there was something crazy about pointing out the fact that there's a difference between a pregnant woman and a man on the front lines, as though that's not even a thing. It's crazy. It's just, I think what's happening right now is just surreal, and people just are speechless.
If the statement were reversed, and if someone said, no one would dare to say such a thing, but if they did say, there is not a single thing that a woman can do that a man can't do as well or better, not a single thing, how would people take that?
I mean, it would be on all the headlines of all the newspapers and the nightly news for about 3 or 4 days.
Why?
Because the competition between men and women is such that women always have to win. There's no way to acknowledge that a man can in any way offer something that a woman can't offer herself. I guess that's the best way of putting it. And so that leads into the bigger issue of what's happening with relationships and with marriages and families, because ultimately men are pulling back and not, many of them, making something of themselves because, hey, what's the point? Obviously, women can do everything we can just as well or better, so they don't need me. So, you know, if society and women don't need men, men are going to stop trying. And they have, and they are. And that's what I mean by when it comes from the top, it's a big problem. I mean, that's where there's nowhere to go forward from there. Once the top person in the country has said it, that's just disenfranchised men all the more.
We should place this in the context of some speakers that the president appeared alongside on Equal Pay Day. One of them, a soccer star, female soccer star, who kind of complained about how discriminated she was against, even though she's at the top of her field and standing in the White House with the president of the United States. But to belie the president's statement, I believe her team one time challenged another soccer team of 15-year-old boys to a scrimmage and lost. The disparity in even just kind of the physical prowess between men and women, not that men should take advantage of that, but it's obvious in the realm of things where the biological differences actually matter, like competition in sports. What are your thoughts?
Well, right. And of course, we have that going on as we speak with the transgender debacle, right? In terms of biological males, I have to use the terminology, right? I guess. Biological males are trying to compete in female sports. And I don't know how any person of any political persuasion could honestly think that's okay. It's mind-blowing.
I'm curious. We were observing here around the office after the president made the statement in the context of the transgender push into female sports. I noticed there's not much of the push the other direction, trans men trying to get into male sports. But if the president and those who hold to this agenda really wanted to eliminate all inequities, even in the realm of sports, they would eliminate female sports and male sports altogether. All sports would have to be essentially co-ed. What would we discover then if we were actually competing at our biological level?
Actually, that's not such a bad idea, Tom. It might prove it once and for all, right? I don't know if that'll ever happen. It'd be hard to come back from that because it would be pretty obvious.
The president said that women are forced to leave work, obviously the highest priority they should have in their lives, to care for children and other loved ones. And he even called that discrimination. What are your thoughts?
It's so awful. It is so awful to breed this resentment and tell these horrible lies just to get your political agenda pushed through. in the same way that there's a perfectly good reason why there's a gender pay gap, there's a perfectly good reason for what happens with something like the pandemic, when all you hear in the media is that women have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic by having to take care of the kids and their jobs are getting lost and men's are remaining intact. As if that, first of all, that just isn't true. Plenty of men are losing their jobs in the pandemic or have lost them. But the reality is that it's true that the pandemic has shown that when push comes to shove and an emergency happens, you're going to find more women rushing to take care of their nest, let's say. And that, rather than being understood as a fact of life and a fact of human nature and a perfectly fine thing in an emergency situation, it has to be turned into something political. And to breed this resentment and pretend discrimination, as opposed to, no, these are choices that women are making for themselves in their lives in an emergency situation, has to be done. It's unfortunate for some, and maybe for others, it's very good because they're changing their lives and things are working out, even though it was really horrible. The situation is so much more complex, but to suggest that they are being thrust into this world of 30 years, and they're comparing it to 30 years ago, women have made all these strides and now we're back to where we started. It's just all political mumbo jumbo. And Americans know this.
So finally, how do you explain the president's anti-male rhetoric?
Well, you know, when I think about him, I think about there's two sides of it. There's Joe Biden, the man, who I don't know, right? I've never met this man. I don't know what moves him, and I wouldn't ever claim to even think that I would know what moves him from a personal standpoint. All I know is that from a political standpoint, he is right there in bed with all the feminists in his midst, and he's got a feminist administration, and he is, whether he's pandering because he has no voice and they're outnumbering him, or whether he really does believe it, I can't say that. All I know is what he's doing. So I won't ascribe anything to his motives, but I will comment for sure on what comes out of his mouth and what he does.
Suzanne Venker is a married mother of two children in St. Louis. She's a columnist for the Washington Examiner, author of several books, including Women Who Win at Love and The Alpha Female's Guide to Men in Marriage, and a recent column titled President Biden Stokes America's Gender War. You can read it and purchase Suzanne's books at issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Suzanne, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you've been hearing about a new Gallup poll on the declining attendance at religious services in America, down precipitously in the last 50 or 60 years. We're going to talk about it with Pastor Mark Wood, Director of Witness and Outreach Ministry for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. You can meet and hear Mark and Molly Hemingway, Robert George, Brian Wolfmiller, Larry Rast, and Will Wheaton at the 2021 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Making the Case is Friday, July 23rd and Saturday, July 24th at Concordia University, Chicago. Early bird registration is $135. Learn more at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. Making the Case, July 23rd and 24th in Chicago.
Is your school or homeschool ready to take the next step in teaching students with learning challenges? We can help. The Simply Classical curriculum, voted number one for special learners, is available from Memoria Press for students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome. We provide everything you need for a full year. Use promo code LPR21 at simplyclassical.com. simplyclassical.com.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you ever wished you could see Ad Crucem's products before buying them? Well, now you can. Ad Crucem has opened our brand new workshop in Littleton, Colorado. Come visit us and watch how we make our Christmas ornaments. Check out the quality and fabric of our church banners, or choose some greeting cards, posters, icons, or jewelry. Of course, if you can't make it to Colorado, we are still open online. For details or directions, visit adcrucem.com. That's ADC. RUCEM.com.
For your next family vacation, consider our beach house. A charming three-bedroom vacation rental on beautiful Siesta Key. Just off Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key Beach, consistently voted America's best, is just 100 steps away. Whether you're watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico or frolicking in the warm surf, you and your family will fall in love with Siesta Key. Check us out at SiestaKeyRentalGenie.com or call Virginia at 941-266-1858.